Weird Willie by Joyce Chalmers Perry. Bill Hansen sat bolt upright in bed and stared wide-eyed across the room. He was still half asleep, but yet he wasn't. Something seemed wrong. It was bright and clear outside. He didn't have any exams today and nothing really important and unpleasant to do. So why do I feel so low? Bill wondered. Must have been dreaming, he muttered to himself as he got up. But this thought didn't sit too well either. Bill had had some pretty strange dreams. Strange because many of them had come true. Also, he seemed to sense things that others in his family weren't aware of. Sometimes when the phone or doorbell rang, Bill seemed to know who the caller was. His sister Ellie called him Weird Willie. It gave people the creeps when Willie's dreams did come true. At breakfast, Bill was quiet. Do you feel all right? His mother asked. I'm okay, Bill answered. But he was trying to straighten out his thoughts. On his way to school, Bill caught up with his friend Lenny. Sure glad it's Friday, said Lenny. Got any plans for tomorrow? Nope, answered Bill. But let's think up something. At that moment, there was a high-pitched screeching noise. The boys looked to the corner just in time to see a truck swerve to the right, barely missing a city bus. Man, that delivery truck was traveling, shouted Lenny. Is that bus driver mad? That's it, shouted Bill. And now I know what's been bugging me since I woke up. What are you talking about? Asked Lenny. I just remembered a dream I had last night about an accident, said Bill. Not again, groaned Lenny. You mean you had a dream about this bus and this truck? No, not this accident, but another one, replied Bill. Man, that whole dream scene is coming back to me now. I dreamed that a bus was going down a long hill. The sign on the front of the bus said, Morrisville. That's about 10 miles from here, said Lenny. I know, said Bill. That's where it was headed. All of a sudden, this bus started picking up speed. It went roaring down a hill. The driver pumped the brakes like crazy, but something went wrong with them. No brakes. Bill stopped. He started staring straight ahead. Lenny looked at Bill. His friend had a strange look on his face. Bill really seemed to be upset about his dream. Bill turned to Lenny. It's all clear now, he said. The bus driver was trying hard to control the bus. He was doing okay until the road curved. A small car was coming up the hill. It missed the bus, but at the curve, the bus went out of control and crashed. Hey, that's no dream. I call that a nightmare, said Lenny. What else happened? That's all I remember, answered Bill slowly. I guess I woke up at that point. Now I know why I felt so awful earlier. I'm sure glad I don't have dreams like that, Lenny said. Do you remember any of your dreams? Asked Bill. Sometimes, said Lenny, but they're pretty silly. Like once I had a dream, this big red fox was chasing me around a sun lamp. Bill laughed. He felt better now that he knew what it was that had bothered him. But the dream itself still left an uneasy feeling. It was so clear in his mind. You know, my science teacher says I've got precognition, he said. What's that? Asked Lenny. Sounds like a rash. Precognition is knowing something is going to happen before it really happens, said Bill. Well, I've got your precognition waves now, teased Lenny. If we don't hurry, we'll be late for school. The boys took off at a quick jog. School day went by quickly, faster than most Fridays. It was about 3:30 when Bill arrived home. Bill's mother wasn't home, but his sister Ellie was in the kitchen. Her suitcase was next to the door. Where are you going? Asked Bill. Spending the weekend with Cousin Sarah. Didn't you know? Answered Ellie. I'm catching the bus in about 20 minutes, she added. Oh, said Bill, starting to open the refrigerator. Suddenly he whirled around. Sarah lives in Morrisville, he yelled. Well, of course she does. Hasn't she always? Said Ellie. And stop yelling. But you can't go, insisted Bill. And why can't I? Mother knows about it and Sarah's expecting me. I've traveled alone before, you know, teased Ellie. Last night's dream flashed back into Bill's mind. He must not let Ellie take that bus. If he told her about his dreams, she'd just laugh and call him Weird Willie. Bill knew he would have to stall Ellie for about 20 minutes, long enough for her to miss that bus. Ellie went to the closet and pulled out her coat. "I need my bus schedule," she said and began walking out the kitchen. Bill looked at her pocketbook and suitcase. She couldn't leave without them. Quickly, he grabbed both and rushed into the bathroom. He opened the closet and stuffed them inside it. When Ellie came back into the kitchen, Bill was slumped in a chair. "Oh," he moaned, holding his head. "What's wrong with you?" said Ellie. "I don't know. All of a sudden, I feel awful and weak and sick," said Bill. "Mom'll be home soon. Go lie down," Ellie said as she put on her coat. "Don't go and leave me like this. I feel like I'm gonna faint," pleaded Bill. "Mom will come home and find me unconscious." "I don't know what the big act is all about," snapped Ellie. "But a big ox like you, faint? No way. Where's my purse and suitcase?" Bill put his head on the kitchen table. He tried to look sick. Big ox or not, he was afraid of Ellie's temper. "Wait till she finds her things are missing," he thought to himself. Bill remembered once he had opened Ellie's pocketbook to borrow a pen. Ellie had flown into a rage. "Nobody opens my purse," she had screamed. Then she had hit Bill on the head with it. "Bill," yelled Ellie. "My pocketbook and suitcase, where are they?" Bill just moaned. "If I miss that bus, you're really going to get it," Ellie shouted. "I'm really sick," said Bill. "You can't go and leave a guy when he's like this." Bill lifted his head slowly as Ellie was staring at him. One look told Bill that she was not convinced. "You hid them, didn't you?" she accused. Ellie started for Bill, her eyes snapping like hot sparks. Bill had never seen his sister this angry. He ran for the bathroom. Ellie was right behind him, but Bill managed to go in and lock the door. At least he was safe from her, and he had her things in there with him. Safe now. But what about later? He asked himself. Bill felt foolish. What could he say to his mother when she got home? Bill found a magazine and started to read. In the other room, he could hear Ellie banging things around as she looked for her things. It was 45 minutes before Mrs. Hansen came home. Ellie ran to the kitchen when she heard the car pull in. Bill quietly left the bathroom, glad to be out at last. The back door opened and Mrs. Hansen stood in the doorway. Her face was drawn and fear filled her eyes. She took one look at Ellie and cried, "You didn't go!" Then she threw her arms around Ellie and hugged her. "What's the matter, Mom?" asked Ellie. "Your face is all pale." "I just heard terrible news on the car radio," Mrs. Hansen said in a trembling voice. "The bus to Morrisville was in a bad accident." "The same bus I was gonna take?" asked Ellie wide-eyed. "Yes," answered her mother. "The report said it almost hit a sport car." "What happened?" asked Ellie. "The brakes on the bus gave out," said Bill quietly. "It was going down a long hill and didn't make the curve at the bottom."
"That's exactly what the radio reported," his mother said, staring at Bill.
"How did you know?"
"We didn't have the radio on, and besides, you've been locked in the bathroom all this time," Ellie cried.
"I saw it happen last night, in my dream," said Bill. Ellie looked at her brother.
"You knew all the time, didn't you?" she said.
The end.